Summer camp is a magic place where kids discover who they are because they have the freedom to explore on their own. Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is a sleepaway camp in the heart of Idaho's wilderness. Each summer, campers make friends, build new skills, and learn to love the outdoors through activities like canoeing, archery, zip lining, rock climbing, campfires, and more. Registration for Y Camp at Horse Thief Reservoir is open. Financial assistance is available. Learn more at ycampidaho.org.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
It's 10 trivia questions on 90s nostalgia with Patreon subscriber Sean De La Cruz as he tries to answer stuff about Nick or Treat Halloween Nickelodeon episodes. This is Trivia with Buds. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. If you like pop culture, if you like trivia, if you like Nickelodeon, you're in the right place today because this whole episode is about Nick or Treat. That's right, Halloween episodes of your favorite shows like Rugrats and Doug and Rocko's Modern Life and Are You Afraid of the Dark all coming at you today. It is the Halloween season, and I always forget to watch the Halloween movie series around this time. I think last year I finally watched Season of the Witch for the first time, number 3, which does not feature Michael Myers, but was fun in its own crazy regard. So this year I will try and watch something new that I haven't seen. I have all the Universal monster movies like Dracula and Frankenstein and stuff. I've only seen a few of those, so I think I'm going to try and watch at least one or two of those. And as always, I love to watch Halloween 1 and 2. Which are some of my favorite movies and horror movies of all time. So I got to put like reminders in my phone because the month is almost over. I can't believe it. I am dressing up as Hades this year for Halloween. Hades from Hercules, the villain in the movie Hercules, and specifically Hades, who plays Mal's dad in the Disney Channel trilogy, The Descendants. My daughter Annabelle's being Mal. My wife's being Maleficent, who is her mom, and then Hades is her dad. So that should be fun and good times around our house. Last year, we were the family from Bob's Burgers, the whole Belcher family. So that was cool. And we had fun trick-or-treating. And a lot of people were like, oh my God, that looks exactly like them. So hopefully we can nail it this year as well. Today's guest is Sean De La Cruz. He's a big fan of 90s Nickelodeon. So I thought I'd have him on today to do some Nick or Treat trivia. And he's a fun guy to talk to. I think he's sitting in traffic. So hopefully we can alleviate some of the traffic from his life with some Nickelodeon trivia. And you maybe are sitting in traffic, or maybe you're on the treadmill, or maybe you're walking some dogs. Whatever you're up to, I'm glad that this show is in your ears and taking your mind off of work or something lame and making it fun for just a bit. Remember, there's over 600 episodes of the show to go back and check out, so just scroll through the feed until you find another topic, just like this one, that you'd like to listen and play along with. You can pause the episodes, you can write down answers, you can yell them out, you can play with a partner, whatever you want to do, this show is for you. And if you want to support the show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds, just like today's guest Sean does every single month. Thank you, Sean, and thank you to all my Patreon subscribers who help make this show bigger and better every single day. That's patreon.com/triviawithbuds if you have a few extra bucks to spare. All right, guys, let's jump into this chat with my friend Sean De La Cruz and Nick or Treat Trivia. Here we go. Sitting here on a phone call with my good friend Sean De La Cruz, all the way down in the Miami, Florida area. I think he's sitting in traffic. How are we doing, Sean?
I'm hanging in there.
How long is this commute going to be for you to get home from work?
Well, I got to go pick up my son first, so it's going to take me like an extra 20 minutes. I'm looking at another hour, I'd say.
Oh, man, that's rough. That's like L.A. traffic if I had to jump in with my own scenario.
It's like L.A. traffic with no mountains.
So. Less mountains,
more L.A. traffic.
More gators. There might be a gator on the road, though. That doesn't happen here, right?
Exactly.
There you go. Well, thanks for being on the show today, man. I haven't had you on in a bit, and this topic popped in my head today, and I'm like, who would be perfect for that? And I was like, oh, Sean would kill it. So we're going to do some Nick or Treat trivia. These are all questions about different Nickelodeon Halloween specials and episodes and things like that. How many do you think you can get out of 10?
Out of 10, I'm hoping for 3.
3. Okay, very cool. He's going to try and get 3 out of 10. He's shooting low, and I think he might do better than that. I think he'll do better than you think you're going to do. Now, Sean, you are a natural when it comes to 90s Nickelodeon trivia. You're a big nostalgia fan. You actually stumbled across my podcast by listening to my friends on Wreck My Podcast. Isn't that right?
Yep.
So shout out to Jordan Zeilinger and his crew, who put out an awesome weekly show. I think they do it twice a week. They do like a mini episode. It's called Wreck My Podcast, and you can find it wherever podcasts are found. We guest frequently on each other's shows, and I haven't seen those guys in a long time, so I'm excited because next month in November, we're getting together and we're doing like a whole day of podcasting on each other's shows. So we'll have a bunch of content, a bunch of cool stuff. We'll do some video and all kinds of cool crossover type things. So that's coming up right around the corner. And you found me over there, and you're a big 90s Nick guy. You actually have your own Instagram channel. It's called @90sGotNick on Instagram. What kind of stuff are you posting on there?
Basically nostalgia, part of my collection. I collect like 90s Nick memorabilia and stuff. So
what's the coolest
what's
the coolest thing you got in your collection over there? What would you say is your number one item?
I have my alarm clock, that 1995 Nick Time Blaster alarm clock.
Oh, yeah.
And I have the phone. I actually have two phones. It's the same phone, but I have two of them.
And
I don't know why.
Are they working? Like, can you hook them up to a phone line nowadays?
If I had a landline, I'm sure. Yeah, for sure. It would work.
People don't really have those anymore. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
No, my grandma still has one.
There you go. My mom, who is a grandma, still has one as well. That's awesome. I love the 90s products, like the whole, remember GAC? Remember how exciting GAC was back in the day?
Yeah, GAC, and then they had like a GAC vacuum, and they had
Floam. What was it? Floam. Yeah, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
It's weird how that was popular then, and then it took like a 20-year hiatus, and now it's back bigger than ever with slime and stuff like that, but they don't have 90s GAC now, right? It's just other slime brands and stuff, huh?
Yeah, well, I think they still sell GAC. I saw it at like Target the other day.
Interesting.
But they're just calling it slime, but it is like Nickelodeon branded.
That's funny. Okay, I'll have to look for that.
And then on eBay, you can find like GAC from the 90s, but it's just like an empty tub with like shriveled up GAC inside of it. That
sounds like a bad thing to bid on. But all right, very cool. We're going to get you through some traffic by playing along with some Nick or Treat trivia, and we'll see how many you can get out of 10. Here's your first question. Question number one. On the first Rugrats Halloween episode, Candy Bar Creep Show, what candy bar is the group aching to receive?
Reptar Bar?
It is a Reptar Bar. Do they ever explain what a Reptar Bar tastes like, or does it just look like Reptar? Does it have anything in it?
I think it has a green slime in it.
That seems familiar, like a green creamy slime. Yeah, that makes sense. There you go. Number one, Reptar Bar. You're 1-for-1. I think you're going to nail this quiz. Like you said, you're only going to get 3. I think you're going to get like 7 or 8. We'll see how you do. Here's number 2. Which character dresses up as a rocket ship on the episode of Doug called Doug's Halloween Adventure?
Oh. A rocket ship. Is it Skeeter?
It is Skeeter. Nice job.
Oh,
2-for-2. Yeah, Skeeter. He's in like, kind of looks like a fire hydrant. I want to say maybe that's like a joke of the episode. People keep calling him a fire hydrant. But he has like a, it's kind of like red and yellow. It's like ketchup and mustard colored spaceship, if I'm not mistaken, unless I was looking at the wrong screenshot. But I think that's what it is. Skeeter dressing up like a rocket ship. On that same episode, Doug dresses up like some sort of knockoff Indiana Jones type character.
I remember that one.
And I think I've mentioned it on the show before, but I always thought one of the coolest things ever from Doug was the multi-level bumper car tower. Do you remember that? Where they go, he takes Patty on a date there, or they're supposed to meet there or something?
I don't think I remember that one.
Look that up. I forget the name of it, but they're going to meet at this place that's like a mini golf course type place, but they have this bumper car like tower. So it would be like, you know, like 3 or 4 floors of bumper cars, and you can go up and down like, cause there's like ramps,
like a parking
structure for bumper cars. Yeah, exactly. And I always was like, man, somebody should make that. That looked really cool. All right.
Nice.
You're 2-for-2. Here's number 3. What show featured its main character pulling a War of the Worlds style fake alien attack around Halloween?
I know this one. It's Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold is correct. 3-for-3, War of the Worlds style Orson Welles prank. And it's a fun episode. And also, hey, Arnold, I think the first episode, I think maybe you were telling me on Instagram message, if I'm not mistaken, was the first ever episode of Hey Arnold a Halloween episode?
No, it wasn't, but him and Gerald were dressed as fruits.
That's right.
Called Downtown is Fruits.
Gotcha. I have Gerald in the strawberry costume, and I still got to get Arnold in the banana costume. And then I've actually had the creator of the show, Craig Bartlett, on the podcast before. So if he still works in the same building, I can get those signed, which would be really cool. So I'm on my lookout.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, I'm on my lookout for the Hey Arnold banana costume. Nice job, number three. Here's question number four. Which Nickelodeon character gets a sugar high biting into some candy on an episode called Sugar Frosted Flights? Question number four, which Nickelodeon character gets a sugar high biting into some candy on an episode called Sugar Frosted Flights?
Is it Rocco?
It is Rocco.
Really?
It is on Rocco, but it's not Rocco. Do you have another guess?
Heifer?
It's Filbert. Filbert is the one. I don't think he eats much candy. And he finally bites into one and then he goes kind of nuts. So there you go. Filbert, there's your first miss. You got 3 out of 4 so far. Here comes question number five. There's an Are You Afraid of the Dark episode called The Tale of the Twisted What? It is a Halloween themed episode. It's like a trick or treat episode. There's a Are You Afraid of the Dark episode around Halloween called The Tale of the Twisted What?
That's The Tale of the Twisted Claw.
Nice job. Yeah. I don't remember that one when I looked it up, but, it looks like these kids go trick-or-treating and they spray shaving cream at like a witch and then she curses them with some sort of claw that they can make wishes on. Is that the premise of that one?
Yep.
Very good.
I watched it last week.
There you go. Yeah, you're nonstop watching this stuff too. And
right after Heavyweights.
And I was going to say, and Heavyweights. That was your other favorite movie of all time. There you go. Number six, what's the name of the scare teacher on Ah, Real Monsters?
The Grumble.
It is right. The Grumble. 100% correct. Man, you're nailing this episode. You only missed Filbert so far. That was number six. The Grumble is that kind of yelling, screaming teacher with, he's got a lot of legs. Is that what he has? I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah, with red high heels on.
That's right. Yes. I always feel like Nickelodeon slipped in a lot of stuff for parents to be like, what is happening on this show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number seven, Rocco dresses up as someone with the initials RRBM. What does that stand for?
Really, really big man.
Really, really big man is correct. That is a superhero in the world of O-Town and Rocco's Modern Life, RRBM, which is not far off from my initials. Really, really big man. Speaking of me and my initials and me not being a really, really big man, quick story. My daughter was drawing a picture of me the other day. And she goes, check it out, Dad. She goes, I had to add some muscles to your picture. It took me a long time because I had to really imagine what those might look like. That's what she said. It's like, wow, that was like a sick, sick burn that she didn't even realize she was making. But she's like, yeah, it just took me so long because you have zero muscles. Number eight, on an episode called Scaredy Pants, what is the name of the ghost SpongeBob conjures up by dressing as him?
You got me there. It's Mr. Snickerdoodle.
Mr. Snickerdoodle sounds like a SpongeBob character. It's the Flying Dutchman. The Flying Dutchman.
Oh, that's right.
So he shows up and I think he teaches SpongeBob how to scare or something like that. Number eight. I've only seen maybe like 3 SpongeBobs ever, so I need to go back and familiarize myself.
I'm on the same boat.
There you go. Number nine. Aunt Mafalda comes to visit Clarissa on Clarissa Explains It All, and Clarissa tries to scare her away. What country is Aunt Mafalda visiting from?
Ooh. And I remember this episode.
I was not a fan of this show. This was always like when this came on, I was like, all right, Snick's over. And I would just give it to kind of be done with it.
Is she from, I don't know, England?
She is from Canada.
Oh.
Canada. So not super far off. You've missed 3 questions, and I think you will get the last one, maybe, and that would give you the 7 out of 10 that I thought you would get. You definitely got more than 3 out of 10, so nice job, my friend. Here's number 10. What song does Stimpy sing when showering in the spooky episode called Haunted House? What song does Stimpy sing while showering in the spooky episode called Haunted House?
It it's not happy joy, is it?
It is happy, happy joy, joy. You got it. Nice job. It is. There's your guess, and you nailed it. Well done. Those are your 10 questions. You got 7 out of 10, or 8 out of, no, 7 out of 10. You only missed 3, but I think you you can give yourself a nice pat on the back while you're sitting in traffic still. How many minutes you got now?
42.
Oh, man. We could do like 4 more podcasts.
I'm down.
You are going to pick up your son. How old's your son?
He just turned 2 in September.
Oh, nice. So you haven't even probably begun to introduce him to all this stuff that you're into yet. Just probably a little bit, huh?
I have. He was sitting through Back to the Future the other day.
Oh, man. That's cool.
So that was cool.
I've been looking at... there's a Back to the Future animated series. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, yeah. That was on CBS.
Yeah. They did some cool ones based on movie franchises. I always liked that show. And they had McDonald's toys that I had a bunch of, which were fun.
Yep, I had the Marty on the skateboard, I think it was.
How exciting is it that this Disney Plus is going to have all the Disney afternoon shows? Isn't that cool?
I know. That I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Goof Troop, Chip and Dale. Like, I can't wait to sit down and actually watch all those. I'm actually in the process... We're going to buy a new TV because we haven't had a TV since our first apartment in 2008. So it's, you know, it's fine. But compared to today's technology, I think it's time to get a new one. So we're trying to get a good deal around the Black Friday time. And my birthday's next month. So I told the wife, I was like, we're getting a new TV. Let's do it. So we'll be able to watch all that Disney Plus stuff in the highest quality, which will be pretty sweet.
And it'll probably be a smart TV. So maybe you'll have it preloaded or something.
I think you're right, man. That might be kind of cool. We have we paid for 3 years at once for the Disney Plus. They had this crazy deal. It's like $140 for 3 years. I'm like, how do you turn that down? You know, that's like one cable bill if you still have Xfinity.
Yeah, it is. I don't have cable at all.
Yeah,
completely cut off.
I haven't had it since we moved to California in 2012, which is insane.
Oh wow.
Yeah, my kids have never seen like a real commercial. My daughter, we're at a hotel. She saw this commercial for like, we put Toy Story on for her on some channel. And she's like, hey, something adult came on. And we ran in there and it was just a commercial for Tylenol, but she had never seen a commercial. She's like, these adults interrupted my movie, you know?
That's awesome.
It was wild. Yeah, something adult came on. Well, cool, man. Thank you so much, Sean, for being on the show today. Sean, you can check out Sean's page on Instagram at 90sGotNick if you like nostalgia and Nick or Treat and Nickelodeon and Snick and all that good stuff. Anything else you want to plug?
No, that's pretty much it.
Very cool. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend. Have a good time in the rest of your traffic.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
There it was, a fun little episode with Sean De La Cruz. You can find him on 90sGotNick on Instagram if you like nostalgia and stuff from Nickelodeon. Sean is a good pal. And again, Sean, thanks for being a Patreon subscriber. If you're a subscriber and you want to be on the show, send me a message. I'll work you in the near future. And if you're not a subscriber and want to be on the show, there may be time for you as well. Just drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com, and I'll see what I can do. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What type of creature is the mascot for Travelocity? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. And yesterday's question of the day answer was Gary Larson, the creator of the Far Side comic strip. Your trivia team name of today is Are You Afraid of the Bark? Which is great, especially if you bring your dog to a brewery for trivia night. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. Thanks for telling a friend about the show. And thanks for all those iTunes reviews. We're up to 152, I believe. And there were some really good ones, including this one. I'm going to read this one to you right now. It's really melted my heart. It is from my new friend, Mad Rugata. And they gave it 5 stars and said, so much fun on Tuesday. I love everything about this podcast. I always learn something new, and the variety of topics is amazing. It's easy to listen to. As a parent who often listens in the car, I also appreciate that I can listen with my 4-year-old son and know there's nothing he shouldn't hear. Overall, one of my favorite podcasts and the only trivia podcast I consistently listen to. Thank you, Mad Rugata. I appreciate that, and I'm so glad you like to listen to the show with your family. Guys, keep leaving reviews like that, and this show will just keep getting bigger and better every day. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Cheers.